This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Barry Toe, Tim Mize back at Carlinville High School as we get ready for the final game of pool play here in the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Staunton and Riverton getting ready to square off. The Bulldogs will be the home team there in the white uniforms trimmed out in the red. Riverton in the road blue uniforms trimmed out in the orange and white. Staunton comes in 6-3 overall. They are 1-1 in pool play. Riverton 6-2 overall. They are 2-0 in pool play. And the winner, quite frankly, just gets to go to the championship.
Absolutely. Who would have thunked that after the first night wrapped up, after Monolith had knocked off Staunton in overtime in that first night of pool play? I don't know that Steve Moore really thought realistically he'd have his Bulldogs in this position here tonight with a win and you're in situation.
Well, and I like, you know, both of these coaches are young coaches.
Yes.
For these ball clubs tonight, Steve Moore for Staunton, Kyle Weber from Riverton. Kyle played his high school basketball at T-Town, so they know a little bit of something about basketball there.
Yeah, a little something.
Yeah, and Steve Moore was a pretty doggone good basketball player himself for the Bulldogs in his high school days. So, you know, here's two guys that are very enthusiastic, very good teachers of the game, and I would definitely not count anything out as far as Staunton being able to compete with Riverton tonight. I mean, I think a lot of people early on, though, Tim, after the first night they lost in overtime, figured, well, that's probably the end of Staunton's run. I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think Coach Moore has a great ability to inspire confidence in his kids and say, now, look, you know, we may be hitting a rough patch, but one game does not a season make, and let's go out there and you know, make this a possession ball game. Let's take care of the ball every time we have it. Let's not think about 32 minutes. Let's think about the next 5 seconds.
And with that 1-3-1 zone, they play it so well. They're going to be not only in every game, but I think every season, when you play that like you do, you're going to have a chance year in, year out, even though your personnel is changing. And that game on Monday night, that's just the beauty of sport.
Yes.
I mean, any given day, you never know what can happen. If you don't show up ready to play, you're going to get beat, and that's what happened to Staunton on Monday night.
And that's what makes our job a lot of fun.
Oh,
not
yeah.
That we were necessarily rooting for Monolla, but it was an interesting game to see the Wildcats, who have been long-suffering members of this tournament, quite frankly.
Oh,
they
absolutely.
Really have. But it was good for them to see them come up and take on a team that had beaten them by 32 points the week before and come back and win in overtime. And you know, that's certainly a feather in the cap of the Monolla Wildcats. Now, Coach Logan's going to go back and say, okay, guys, this is what it took to beat Staunton that night. Let's see if we can dig it out of ourselves again and reestablish that going down the rest of the season. So Coach Logan has that in front of him, and that's a good thing to use as far as motivation is concerned.
Well, it's always nice to be able to turn to a victory,
yes,
for positive instead of a tough luck loss. So they've got a really nice victory to hang their hats on and to move forward for the rest of the season.
And what did Mont Olive do different that night? Well, they shot the ball better that night. They took care of the basketball better. They did a better job of rebounding, and they didn't try to do more than they were capable of doing.
That's right. You know, and we'll sit up here and we'll talk about defense wins games, you know, too many turnovers, missed foul shots. Bottom line is, if you put the ball in the hole, you got a real good chance to win. You still got to be able to shoot the basketball, and if you shoot the ball well, you're going to win. Staunton did not shoot the ball well on Monday night. They lost. They shot the ball better last night and won.
Yes. And it's a matter of perspective. Was Staunton just having a cold night, or was the defense affecting their shots a little bit? I mean, I guess you could take polar, you know, opposite views of that, but it's the fact of the matter was they didn't shoot very well. So, and when you don't shoot well, and I don't think really Staunton got a lot of good looks at the basket, quite frankly.
No,
especially late in the ball game.
And that's a calling card of Riverton. They may not get very many good looks at the basket tonight, because Riverton, they will get in your shorts defensively, that man-to-man pressure. They're kind of a little bit on the girls' side like Southwestern in the sense that there's never a free trip up the floor. You've got somebody in your hip the whole way down the floor every time you're bringing the basketball up, and that just wears on you. By the time you get to the fourth quarter, you're just gassed.
Tim, you played basketball for Coach Lofka, and you know you would want to get into your zone where you get your offense started. You know, the point guard will bring it, the number one guy brings it, and then you get into your offense. Riverton won't let you do that.
They don't.
They're not going to let you do that. That's probably one of their strengths, and they have the ability with their quickness, and they're not the fastest team around, but they're quick.
Yeah.
And there's a difference
there
between
is.
Fast and quick. They are a quick team, and they are able to convert those turnovers into points, which is something that Carlinville did not do against Lincolnwood last night. In the first half, Lincolnwood had 21 turnovers, and I think the Cavaliers maybe only had four buckets
They had a four-point lead.
Yeah, had a four-point lead.
Yeah.
At halftime, it only had four, or I think 8 points off the turnovers. So that really hurts. Those are the little inside the game stats you look at. We talk about batting averages in baseball. It's not the batting averages. It's the on-base percentage and the ability to score runs. That's the things that really count in baseball. So it's the game within the game. The Riverton Hawks, the Staunton Bulldogs, back with the starting lineups in 40 seconds.
Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment. Or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Well, let's check the starting lineups. First off, for the visiting Riverton Hawks, Will Schneider, a 6-foot sophomore, Spencer Pulliam, a 6-foot senior, Alex Behrens, a 6-foot senior, Matt Jagodinsky, a 5'8 senior, and Zach Yogurst, a 6'3 junior. Schneider, Pulliam, Behrens, Jagodinsky, Yogurst for the Hawks of Riverton, coached by Kyle Weber. Steve Moore, the coach of the Staunton Bulldogs. Brett Kinder, a 6'1 senior. Devin Gertis, a 6'2 junior. Brady Moore, a 6'2 senior. Austin Holloway, a 6-foot sophomore. And Kyle Brower, a 6'1 senior. Kinder, Gertis, Moore, Holloway, and Brower for the Bulldogs as the battle of the Bulldogs and the Hawks will determine who plays the Litchfield Purple Panthers for the boys' championship here at the Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. That's an 8 o'clock tip. We'll have it for you tomorrow night here on FM 106 and on the internet at WSMIRadio.com. And, of course, the Lady Panthers of Litchfield and the Lady Bulldogs of Staunton will square off in the girls' championship at 6:30, a game we will have on FM 106 and on the internet on WSMIRadio.com. So we're going to have more basketball for you tomorrow night. And, of course, tomorrow morning at 7:30, we will have a boatload of scores for you. 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. And stepping into the center jump circle for Riverton, Zach Yogurst, the 6'3 junior. And stepping in for the Bulldogs of Staunton will be Brett Kinder, the 6'1 senior. Bulldogs in their home wide uniforms going from our left to our right here at Carlinville High School. Todd Brook, the center official, ready to step into the center jump circle and toss the basketball. And here we go, boys and girls. Who's going to play Litchfield? Staunton gets the tip. Here's Gertis down on the right side, gets between a couple of defenders out to Kinder. Back out to the top of the key to Holloway. He'll dump the ball back out to Brady Moore. That man-to-man defense that Riverton is just absolutely great at. Here is Gertis driving the baseline, has the ball stripped away. Back come the Hawks on the fly. Down the lane, layup is good by Will Schneider. And Riverton takes a 2-0 lead. We're 30 seconds into the first quarter of play. As the Hawks come with some backcourt pressure. Here's Kyle Brower with the basketball for Staunton. To Brady Moore, ahead to Holloway, and he is not gotten the ball across the midcourt stripe in time. That's a 10-second violation by the Dogs. And that's their second turnover here in the first 40 seconds of play. So Riverton with a quick 2-0 lead gets the basketball back following the turnover. Here's Will Schneider with the basketball. Back out front to Spencer Pulliam. Pulliam off on the right side to Yogurst. They swing it back around the perimeter. Now the ball kicked out of bounds by Devin Gertis of Staunton. Some of the 93 state champion Bulldogs watching tonight. Down to our right here at Carlinville High School. And maybe some of those guys will mosey up our way here at halftime. Be good to talk to them. Boy, that was a magical year for Staunton. Riverton with the basketball. Here's Pulliam. Into the left corner goes to Schneider. He'll take a dribble. Kick the ball back out. They swing it around the perimeter into the right corner to Yogurst. And from 15 feet away, he gets it. Zach Yogurst with his first bucket. Riverton leads 4-0. 6:48 to go in the first quarter. Ball comes into Holloway. A low pass gobbled up by Devin Gertis. Gertis looks for an outlet. Gets the ball back out front to Kinder. Kinder drives to the free throw line. Back out front it comes to Austin Holloway, the sophomore. Austin gives it back out to Kinder. He looks for a cutter. Drives down the edge of the lane on a blocking foul. And that foul is going to be called against Schneider. His first, team's first for Riverton. And the one thing the Bulldogs will find that is successful against this Riverton team a lot of times when things get stale is just take the ball to the hole. Now they hand the ball right back to Spencer Pulliam of Riverton. He drives down and banks it off the glass and in. So the third turnover of the night, costly for the Bulldogs, and a 6-0 lead for Riverton. Here comes Gertis racing down the floor and covering up defensively Alex Behrens, a 6-foot senior. And Behrens is going to get charged with the foul. That's his first, team second, and a foul on the floor. So it'll be out of bounds for the Bulldogs on the baseline. 6:17 to go in the opening quarter. Winner of this game plays Litchfield tomorrow night. There's a bounce pass. He was trying to bang it off the legs of Alex Behrens, and it went right through Alex's legs. And the Bulldogs throw it away for the fourth time tonight. So Riverton with a 6-0 lead and the basketball. A little over 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Pass inside the lane tied up by Brady Moore. It's going to be a jump ball. And this should belong to the Riverton Hawks. And Staunton got the opening tip. And the Hawks will indeed inbound the basketball on the baseline. Zach Yogurst, the 6'3 junior, will toss it in out front to pull him. Back across it comes. Out to the right elbow. Yogurst, jump shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Brady. Brady Moore gets the ball out to Kyle Brower. Back to Moore. Over to the left wing to Holloway. Holloway gives the ball back out to Moore. Down on the baseline. They go to Kinder. Now to Holloway, top of the key. Brower winds up for the three, around and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Alex Behrens. Out to Pulliam, into the front court, down into the left corner to Jagodinsky. They dump the ball back out front to Behrens. And now a three on the way from Jagodinsky from the left wing, no good. Rebound pulled down by Devin Gertis. Bulldogs still looking to get on the scoreboard here. Here's a blocking foul at midcourt against the Hawks. And this will be against Schneider. His second, team's third. 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Riverton 6, Staunton nothing. Bulldogs will inbound the basketball. Off to a slow start tonight. They have four turnovers early in this ballgame. Here's Holloway down the lane. He goes, puts it up on the run. No good. The ball tipped out of bounds. Going to belong to the Bulldogs. Last touched in there probably by Matt Jagodinsky. He was in the area. So Staunton will inbound on the baseline. Trigger man will be Austin Holloway. Holloway takes a look. Into the corner it comes to Brady Moore. Brady lobs it down to Kinder, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Pulliam of Riverton. So the Bulldogs will get it back. A 6-0 lead for Riverton here in the early going. 5:06 remaining first quarter. Litchfield earned their way into the championship game by beating Lincolnwood in the game before this one. But you hear it here on FM 106, and we'll have podcasts of all our games up tomorrow on the website, WSMIRadio.com. Holloway gives it off to Kinder. Kinder back to the right elbow, lost the handle on it. He was fouled in there by Matt Jagodinsky. Jagodinsky gets his first, team's fourth. Out of bounds for Staunton. 4:55 to go first quarter. Dogs are looking for their first points of the evening. Here's Holloway, the 6-foot sophomore, out at midcourt, backing into the free throw line area, off to Brady Moore. Brady to the free throw line. Spins around off to Holloway on the right wing. Looks for a cutter. Goes back to Moore. He drives into the lane. Pulls up a 12-footer. There you go. Moore with a bucket. Dogs are on the board. 6-2. Riverton with the lead. The ball 4.5 to go first quarter. Mitchell Patterson, a 6'3 sophomore, has checked in for Riverton. He'll give the ball back out front to Pulliam. Pulliam drives down the lane. Lost it. Picks it back up. Puts up the shot. No good. Gets his rebound. And he'll bring it back out on the right wing. Pass over to the left side to Jagodinsky. Matt looks for the cutter. He'll put it on the floor. Dump the ball back to Pulliam. Pulliam looks down to the corner. Off to Behrens. Alex gives it back out to Pulliam. Back to Behrens. Back to Pulliam. Right side of the key. Inside the lane to Patterson. He clears it out. Into the left corner goes to Yogurt. Back along to Jagodinsky. Less than 4 minutes to go opening quarter. Riverton leading 6-2. Hawks have the basketball. Here's Jagodinsky. Matt Jagodinsky, the 5'8 senior. Skip pass to the right corner. Now underneath it goes to Behrens. He lost the handle on it. Bulldogs come up with it. Here comes Holloway down the lane. Dumps the pass off to his buddy Devin Gertis. It goes off Devin's knee out of bounds. The team's straight turnovers. First for Riverton, the fifth for Staunton. And the ball goes back to Riverton. 3:35 to go first quarter. A 6-2 Riverton lead. Hawks with the basketball. There's Pulliam in the backcourt. As the Hawks give it off to Jagodinski, they take their time getting it up the floor. The lane opens up. Jagodinski drives down for the layup, and he missed it. And a foul underneath against the Bulldogs. And this one's going to be against Brett Kinder of Staunton, his first, team's first. And this is a two-shot foul. So at the free throw line, there's Zach Yogurt, and he hits the first of two charities. Zach with 3 points tonight, and Riverton with a 7-2 lead. Next toss is right on the money. 4 points for Yogurt, and an 8-2 lead for Riverton. Staunton with the basketball, 3:15 remaining opening quarter. Holloway, right corner goes to Gertis. He'll flip the ball back out to Moore into the corner. Brower, Kyle for three. No, it's off the front of the rim. A rebound pulled down by Yogurt. Back come the Hawks on the fly. Pardon the pun. Here's Barron spinning to the edge of the lane. He traveled. Turnover number two by the Hawks. And I heard the buzzer on the sidelines, but apparently nobody was going to check in. So 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Bulldogs get the basketball back. Trailing 8-2. Here's Kinder flipping the ball over to Holloway. Now into the front court to Brady Moore along the left sideline. Back out to Austin Holloway. Kyle Brower, right side of the key, right corner. Off to Brett Kinder. Kinder drives the baseline, feeds it across. An open shot from the corner is no good by Brady Moore. The rebound by Gertis. The putback is good. Devin Gertis with the offensive board and the bucket. 8-4. They've cut the lead in half. Riverton with the 8-4 lead and the basketball. Here's Pulliam out front to Jagodinski. Yogurt from the left baseline. It's short. Rebound by Brett Kinder. Here we go, Bulldogs. Dogs leading trailing 8-4. Get the basketball back with 2:17 to go. Now what a great steal by Pulliam in midcourt for Riverton. He goes down and is fouled by Brett Kinder. So the Bulldogs lose the basketball. That was their sixth turnover. Kinder gets his second foul of the night, second team foul. And two free throws coming up for Spencer Pulliam of Riverton. This Hawks defense is relentless. They are in your face constantly. 2:10 remaining first quarter. And Pulliam at the free throw line. Toss is good. It's off the back of the rim, off the top of the backboard, actually the very top edge of the backboard, and drops through. Pulliam with 3 points and a 9-4 lead for Riverton. Brady Moore is out. And Jordan Johnson, a 5'10 senior in for Staunton. And the next toss from the 6-foot senior Pulliam is in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down and put back up and in by Alex Barron. Barron with his first bucket tonight. And a 7-point advantage for the Hawks at 11-4. 2 minutes to go first quarter. Staunton trailing with the basketball. Brad Saketa, 6'1 junior, has checked into the Staunton lineup. Brad with the basketball out front. Comes to the right side. Now gets the ball into the lane to Gertis. Devin posting up, drives down the lane, puts up the runner. No good. The ball poked out, picked up out front. Holloway, the fadeaway shot, no good. Brower, the putback off the glass is in. There you go, Kyle. Kyle Brower with his first bucket tonight. 11-6. Riverton with the lead. The ball and 90 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Pulliam with it. Back across to Yogurt into the left corner. Long pass back out front to Pulliam. Pulliam pulls up on the dribble, gives it back across to Jagodinski. Now a three from the corner by Barron's overshot everything. Picked up underneath by Holloway. 75 seconds to go, first quarter. Staunton down by Nicholsworth. Bulldogs have the basketball. Here's Brower, traveled. He got the ball into the front court. Turnover number 7 by Staunton. And the ball will go back to the Riverton Hawks. And Kevin Bertolino, a 5'8 sophomore, is in. He replaces Matt Jagodinski. So Bertolino into the lineup for the Hawks. Boy, this is a nice-looking Riverton ball club. A minute to play in the opening quarter. Hawks lead 11-6. There's Bertolino, left side of the key. Couple of dribbles. Now he fires it back across to Pulliam. Pulliam on the right side of the key, pulls up on the dribble. Back it comes to Bertolino, back to Pulliam. He looks for a cutter. Nobody comes across the lane. Now they go to Barron's on the left baseline. Alex, a bounce pass back out to Bertolino. Now to Pulliam on the right side. Pulliam takes a look, puts it on the floor, drives in the arc, puts up the jumper. No good. Johnson with it for Staunton. Here comes Jordan. He lost it out of bounds, kicked it right off his tootsie. And that's turnover number 8 by Staunton. 25 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Now Matt Jagodinsky is going to check back in for Riverton, replacing Kevin Bertolino. A 5-point lead for the Hawks at 11-6. And we're under 30 seconds to play in the opening quarter. There's Jagodinsky. Back to Pulliam. Back to Jagodinsky. Pulliam into the front court. Into the corner goes to Jogerson. Underneath the Barron's left-handed layup. He missed it. Tip, no good. Rebound by Staunton. Here comes Saketa with the ball. 6 seconds to go. A long pass to Holloway. He looks at the clock, just heaves a three-pointer. It banks it off the glass, and the darn thing almost went in from midcourt. And at the end of the first 8 minutes of play, your score, the Riverton Hawks, the 11, the Staunton Bulldogs, 6. Back with second quarter action in 60 seconds.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubbyhole in Carlinville. Get your T-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, uniforms, or bags screen printed to promote your business, school, church, civic organization, or event. We can screen print or embroider anything you want with any design you need. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
It's basketball season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare, close to home.
Plan your New Year's open house around farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Use Prairie Farms butter to add that extra spark to the special recipe highlighting your buffet. Or create a festive holiday punch using Prairie Farms sherbet, available in several different flavors. This holiday season, taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Barry Toe, Tim Mize back at Carlinville. The Illini football team, a 38-14 winner over Baylor in the Texas Bowl tonight. And the Illini basketball team has a 49-37 lead at the half over the Iowa Hawkeyes in their first Big Ten conference game of the year. We'll have scores and more for you tomorrow morning, 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. Staunton with the basketball, down by a Nicholsworth. We start the second quarter. Here's Holloway to get back to Gertis. His shot from the free throw line. Somebody got a hand on it out front. It's picked up underneath by Spencer Pulliam for Riverton. Pulliam into the front court. Around it goes to Jagodinsky. Yogurt will drive the baseline, miss the layup. Rebound pulled down by Devin Gertis. Back come the Bulldogs, who have had a pretty tough time getting a good look at the basket tonight. Down to the corner to Gertis. Gertis stops, fires a long pass out front. That's a dangerous pass. Tipped out. Finally picked up by Brady Moore for the Bulldogs. He'll give it out to Holloway. An 11-6 lead for Riverton. Staunton with the basketball. Brady Moore works off a pick. Now he looks to give back to Holloway. Inside to Jordan Johnson. Back outside the arc to Saketa on the right side. Brad comes back out on a couple of dribbles. Gives back out to Brady Moore. And the Bulldogs seem to be stymied at this point. They don't know where to go. Here's Holloway trying to make something happen. Top of the key. Off on the wing to Brady Moore. Moore drives down to the baseline, feeds off to Gertis. Devin steps in, lays it up, no good, gets his rebound, put back good. Gertis with 4 points tonight. 11-8. Bulldogs cut the lead to 3. Riverton quickly up the floor. They feed off underneath the Yogurts, and he is fouled by Brad Saketa. Saketa gets his first, team's third. 2 free throws coming up for a Riverton Hawks, Zach Yogurts. Yogurts with 4 points tonight. Riverton 3 of 4 from the charity stripe in that first quarter. That is the third team foul for the Bulldogs. Yogurts on his first toss is good. Zach with 5 points tonight now, and the Hawks lead by 4 at 12-8. Winner of this game gets Litchfield for the championship tomorrow. Next toss is no good. Rebound by Devin Gertis for the Bulldogs of Staunton. If you cut this lead in half, Holloway tries to feed off to Jordan Johnson. Pass intercepted by Yogurst for Riverton. To Behrens in the front court. Along the side it goes to Patterson. He's back in the game, Mitchell Patterson. Here's Yogurst. Jagodinsky skip pass to the right side. Gives it out to Behrens. Now back to Pulliam as the Hawks reset. Jagodinsky, left side of the key, into the corner to Yogurst. Skip pass back out to Pulliam on the right side. Jagodinsky open. The lefty puts up the three ball. No good. Tip no good by Behrens. Lost out of bounds. Going to belong to going to belong to the Bulldogs. So Staunton will get it. Looks like Jagodinsky is out. And back in for Riverton is Kevin Bertolino. Jordan Johnson is out for Staunton, and Brett Kinder back in. Dogs trailing by four. Get the basketball back with six to play here in the first half. Here's Saketa. Off to Austin Holloway. Holloway into the front court. Backing in near the top of the key. Off to Brad Saketa. Saketa looks inside for a cutter. There's nobody there. He'll drive the lane. Kick it to the side. Brady Moore for the tray. Overshot everything. But there's Kinder. The putback. Good! Kinder's first bucket tonight. And the Dogs have cut it to a two-point ball game at 12-10. Riverton with the lead, the ball, and 5.5 to go first half of play. In the front court, Patterson. Now to the near sidelines to Barron. Back out to Bertolino, rather. Nice pass from Bertolino to Barron. Back to Bertolino. Pulliam, right side, in front of the stage area. Skip pass to the near side to Barron. Back out to Bertolino at the top of the key. Great ball movement here by Riverton. Barron will drive in. Feed out to Patterson. His little jumper from 10 doesn't go. Big battle for the rebound. Yogurst got tied up underneath, I think, with Austin Holloway. And a jump ball, and this should keep it in the hands of Riverton. Yep, that's what's going to happen. A 12-10 lead for the Hawks. 5:04 to go in the first half. Pulliam will inbound the basketball out front. It comes to Bertolino. He'll just drive right down the lane, lay it up and in, and he got called for traveling. He came to a jump stop, and he's called for steps. Turnover number three by the Hawks, and the ball will go back to Staunton. So the Bulldogs could tie it with a two. Takes the lead with a three. 5 minutes to go first half. Here's Kinder. Off to Brad Saketa. This is a big possession for Staunton. Back to Kinder. Into the front court. Gives it off to Austin Holloway. Looks like Riverton has cranked up their defense just another notch or two. Here's Holloway. Crashing into one of his defenders. Off on the wing. A three ball. Up. Good by Kinder. Brad Kinder has given the Bulldogs a 13-12 lead with 4.5 to play in the first half. So the Bulldogs, after a slow start, have battled back. Riverton with the ball, Pulliam on the right side. Drives into the edge of the lane, puts it up, and a foul, a reach-in foul on Kinder, and I think that's going to be his third. Yep, Brett Kinder gets his third personal foul, fourth team foul. So Coach Steve Moore will go to the bench, and here comes Kyle Brower back in for Staunton at the next opportunity. Meanwhile, Pulliam at the free throw line. To shoot two. First one is good. He has 4 points tonight, and that ties the game at 13. So Kinder is out. Brower in for Staunton. And Spencer Pulliam, the 6 foot senior, tries to give the Hawks the lead, and he cannot. The ball tipped out of bounds, going to belong to the Hawks. Last touched in there by either Brady Moore or Brad Saketa. Out of the contest, Kevin Bertolino and Matt Jagodinsky back in for Riverton. This is pretty much battle between the Hawks and the Bulldogs. A long pass into the backcourt, hauled in by Matt Jagodinsky. 4:15 to go first half. We're tied at 13. Riverton with the basketball. Off on the wing to Pulliam. Back to Jagodinsky, left side of the key. He'll bring it in between the circles on the dribble. Now back to the left side, out towards the corner. Back across to the right side, into the corner to Alex Barron. Now to the right elbow to Yogurt. Barron drives the baseline. Six-footer, overshot everything. Ball rebounded on the weak side by Brower. And here come the Bulldogs into the front court. Holloway out to Brad Saketa. 3:45 to go. First half, we're tied at 13. Staunton with the basketball. The ball deflected out of bounds off the hands of Kyle Brower. Turnover number 11. Staunton got off to a slow start. They have 11 turnovers in this first half. And they're tied with Riverton at 13. Interesting thing to think about there. Riverton with the basketball. Here's Pulliam. An alley-oop down to Yogurst on the baseline. Knocked away, and Staunton comes up with it. Now the pass out to midcourt deflected away, but the Bulldogs' Gertis takes it, drives in, and a player control foul. He ran right over the top of Jagodinsky. Gertis will get the personal foul. That's his first, team's fifth, turnover number 12 by Staunton. And the ball will go back to the Hawks of Riverton with 3:21 to go in the first half. We're tied at 13 in this final pool game of the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. The winner will get Litchfield for the championship tomorrow night at 8. Go to our website, WSMIRadio.com, for our broadcast schedule. Here's Barron, a skip pass over to the right side, and a pushing foul called on Devin Gertis. That's his second, team six. Out of bounds for the Hawks, right in front of the stage area. In front of the CNB sign. And now coming off the bench, Jordan Johnson for Staunton. He's going to replace Devin Gertis, who has to leave with a couple of fouls. 3 minutes to go, first half. 13 for Riverton, 13 for Staunton. Riverton with a basketball. There's Pulliam into Connor Holiday, a 5'11 senior who's checked in. Barron back out to Holiday, around to Pulliam. Pulliam takes one dribble. Coming back across to Holiday. Back to Pulliam outside the arc. Fakes the three-point shot. On the dribble now out front, guarded there by Jordan Johnson. Back to Holiday. Holiday a couple of dribbles. Bounce pass back to Pulliam. Riverton just doesn't get in a very big hurry. Here's Holiday into the corner. Barron will drive, put it up and in, and a player control foul on Alex Barron. Alex gets his second personal foul. Fifth team foul. Turnover number five by the Hawks. Game tied at 13. About 2.5 to play in the first half, and the ball will go back to Staunton. Barron is out of the ball game, and Matt Jagodinski back in for Coach Kyle Weber. Both of these coaches are young coaches and just terrific people. Great to talk to. Great to talk basketball. And here's a foul out front as Kyle Brower caught a long pass, and he was bumped from behind. And that foul is going to be called against Holiday of Riverton, his first team six. So everybody in the bonus the rest of this half with 2:23 to play. Staunton with the basketball. Game tied at 13. Holloway, top of the key. Off to the left side, off to Brower. Open for the three ball. He tried to bank it in. No good. And Yogurts with the rebound. Into the front court for Riverton. Jagodinski, right corner. Out to Holiday. Back to Jagodinski. 2:05 and counting here in the first half. We're tied at 13. A bad pass. Boy, that's a rarity. A bad pass just out of the reach of Spencer Pulliam. Turnover number six by the Hawks. 2 minutes exactly to go in the first half. A long pass across the court to Kyle Brower to get the ball in. Back to Holloway. Austin Holloway backing his way in across the midcourt stripe right at the center jump circle. To the free throw line. Feeds off to Brady Moore. Bad pass. Turnover 13 by Staunton. Back on the Hawks of Riverton. Corner. Yogurts. Jumper. Good. Zach Yogurts with 7 points. Hawks lead 15-13. Dogs have the basketball with 100 seconds to go in the first half. Holloway holds up three fingers on his left hand to set up the play for the Staunton Bulldogs, who trail 15-13. Holloway will give the ball off to Brady Moore as the Dogs keep the ball out near the top of the perimeter. Off to Johnson, back to Moore for the three, around and out, no good. Ball tipped. Who's got it? That's Holloway. Connor Holiday for Riverton. Long pass into the front court to Yogurts, and a foul called on Brady Moore as he knocked it out of the hands of Yogurts. Moore will get his first personal foul, seventh team foul, and it'll be Zach Yogurts to the free throw line to shoot the one in bonus for Riverton with 1 minute and 6 seconds remaining in the first half. Hawks leading 15-13, and Zach Yogurts, the 6'3 junior, has a chance to add to that lead. The first toss is good. Zach with 8 points tonight. Glad you tuned in here on FM 106 or on the internet through our services with Network One Sports. Next toss is in and out. No good. Poked around. Who's going to get it? It's a hot potato, and Spencer Pulliam comes out with it, but he's having trouble with it, and he's called for, well, now the Hawks call for the timeout. Coach Kyle Weber found that he was having trouble, so he called for the timeout. 59 seconds to go in the first half of play. Your score, Riverton 16, Staunton 13. Back with more right after this one message.
Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today, like saving for the future. Bank and Trust Company has a variety of ways to help you plan for the financial road ahead, including savings accounts, IRAs, and CDs. Just ask which options are best for you at Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
WSMI FM, Litchfield Hills, Borough, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Terry Toe, Tim Mize back at Carlinville High School, a 16-13 lead for the Hawks of Riverton. And following the timeout, the Hawks will inbound the basketball at midcourt. As Thomas Fitzgerald, a 5'9 junior, has checked in, he inbounded the basketball. Here's Holiday with it. And it looks like the Hawks will run some clock here. Pulliam, right side, standing there holding the basketball. Now Jordan Johnson will approach defensively. Comes back to Connor Holiday on the left side of the key. 41 seconds and counting. Riverton, 16. Staunton, 13. Riverton with the basketball. Winner plays Litchfield tomorrow night at 8. A game you can hear right here on WSMI FM 106. There's Holiday with it as the clock winds down to 25 seconds. Ball hasn't gotten very close to the free throw line in this possession for the Hawks. They're playing out there near the volleyball line. 16 seconds to go. Pulliam back across to Holiday with 13. Into the corner now. Off to Thomas Fitzgerald. Back out to Pulliam with 9. Pulliam, a bounce pass to the corner to Yogurst, but it's knocked out of play by Brad Saketa of Staunton with 6 seconds to go in the first half. And the Hawks will toss it in on the sideline. Yogurst into the backcourt to Pulliam. Pulliam off to Connor Holiday. Holiday looks back to Pulliam with 2. Pulliam from the right elbow puts it up. No good. That's it. First half is in the books. After 16 minutes of play, the Hawks of Riverton, 16. The Bulldogs of Staunton, 13. We'll come back with some halftime stuff in 60 seconds.
Lewis and Clark Community College is celebrating 40 years of success. Award-winning faculty and academic programs, nationally recognized athletics, are just a few of Lewis and Clark's success stories. Get started on your own success story today. Log on to lc.edu or call 800-YES-LCCC.
Classes begin January 18th.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
Hey sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Terry Toe, Tim Mines back at Carlinville High School here at the half of the final pool play game, a 16-13 lead. For the Riverton Hawks, congratulations to the Illini men's football team.
As opposed to the female football team.
You want
to talk about a draw?
Yeah,
that'll put people in the seat.
That'll be prime time on the Big Ten Network, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
The Illini football team beat Baylor tonight in the Texas Bowl, 38-14.
And Illinois was winning at the half in basketball, 49-37.
Yes, 49-37 is the last report that we had on the Illinois-Iowa game, first Big Ten Conference game of the year for the men's basketball team. So we'll have a load of scores for you tomorrow morning on Spotlight on Sports at 7:30. And, of course, all of our games are podcast. Tim will have those up for us probably by midday tomorrow,
yeah,
at least most of them. And you can go to our website, WSMIRadio.com. Here at the half, it is a 16-13 lead for the Riverton Hawks. We'll take a break, come back with more from Carlinville in just a moment.
At Quality Flooring, you'll find brand names like Mohawk, Armstrong, Mannington, Target, and more in their 3,000-square-foot showroom. Hardwood, laminate, ceramic tiles, just about everything for your flooring needs with financing available. Quality Flooring, where you'll find quality you can stand on. Stop by just 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16. Kenny Contractors in Raymond is proud to support all the area schools and students and wishes all the very best of luck. And Kenny Contractors reminds us that no matter what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, the player who shows good sportsmanship is always a winner. So play your best and good luck from Kenny Contractors in Raymond.
First National Bank offers the Sprout Children's Certificate of Deposit, the perfect gift for a holiday season for kids 18 and under on your list. You can open a Sprout with as little as $25 and add to it at any time in increments of at least $25. First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville. Member FDIC.
Hillsboro Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751.
Your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, After the game, stop by your local Dairy Queen restaurant for hot eats and cool treats. Play hard and good luck from your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Hanna, and Greenville.
Your family's safety, keeping warm this winter, and maintaining a budget is important to you. Comfort Pro can provide all of these. What is Comfort Pro? It's propane from M&M Service Company. It's a safe and economical fuel, a well-trained staff, a budget billing plan, and contracting options, all of which are a part of Comfort Pro. Comfort Pro is simply comfort from the professionals at FS.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
And we're back at Carlinville High School at the half. It is a 16-13 lead for the Riverton Hawks over the Staunton Bulldogs. The winner will go to the championship game, and it is conceivable that if Staunton does not win this game, the Bulldogs could be playing
for last
for the seventh place game.
Yeah.
And the Wildcats could be playing for third.
And you know, if they both three teams do wind up 1 and 2,
yeah.
Honestly, that would. It would work out the way, because Monolith would have won a free throw percentage.
Right.
But it would really be the fairest way, since Monolith did, in fact, beat Staunton.
Sure. Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just weird to think that, you know, Staunton, theoretically, they're two quarters away from playing for the title.
Yeah.
If it goes well, mm-hmm. And if it doesn't, they could be playing at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon.
But as Steve Moore says, hey, we're going to play four games, and that's what it's all about, is playing ball games. So.
Absolutely. And especially, you know, at this point in the season's still relatively young. And we're getting close, you know, obviously, to the big portion of the conference season.
Sure.
But you like to get four games in 4 days just to find out about your team.
Yeah. You know, you've got the Coupon County tournament, then you've got the postseason tournaments where you're going to be playing multiple games in a short span. So, it's, you know, this again, we use the Christmas tournaments as kind of a benchmark.
Right.
The county tournament and the invitational tournaments mid-January, another benchmark to kind of see how the teams are doing. Here at the half, a three-point lead for the Riverton Hawks over the Bulldogs. It's Staunton, 5 points from Brett Kinder for Staunton. Devin Gerdes with 4. Brady Moore with 2. Kyle Brower with 2. Quarters of 6 and 7 for their total of 13. 13 turnovers by the Bulldogs in that first half of play. They had 4, I think, in the first minute of play tonight. And I thought, oh, my goodness, here we go. Riverton had 6 turnovers, 4 in the second quarter, as the Bulldogs battled back and outscored Riverton 7-5. But Riverton led 11-6 at the end of the first quarter, lead by 3 here at the half. Scoring-wise for Riverton, and this is a very good Riverton team.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Defensively, these guys are sound, and you know, they don't try to do too much with the basketball.
This is the best team the Hawks have brought to the holiday tournament since Mike Tisdale.
Right, absolutely. 2 points for Schneider, Pulliam with 4, 2 from Behrens, 8 points from Yogers. Again, quarters of 11-5 for their total of 16. Free throw-wise, the Bulldogs have not shot a free throw. Riverton 6 out of 10 from the line, and foul trouble. Well, Brett Kinder with 3 for Staunton. Devin Gerdes with 2 for Staunton. And 2 fouls on Behrens and Schneider for Riverton. So a 3-point advantage for Riverton, 16-13. Riverton's one of those kind of teams, Tim, that we talk about once in a while where the lead is almost double when you compare it to other teams. You know, Bunker Hill's teams under Coach Lofka, if you had a 10-point lead, it was like a 20-point lead. Bunker Hill is like having a 20-point lead against other teams because you just weren't going to come back.
Well, if Riverton comes out and they get off to a nice little, say, 6-0 run to start the third quarter, they'll take the air out. They'll go four corners, a little bit like Edwardsville does with Mike Waddle. They'll go four corners at any point in the game just to milk some time, because the bottom line is, if you got the lead, there's no shot clock. So, I mean, strategically, it's a good play.
And if you've got people that can handle the ball and
that's
not throw it away, and it looks like Riverton's got those kind of that kind of personnel.
And it's one of those things, Terry, it sounds easy. Oh, okay, we're just going to hold the ball and work some clock. Easy to say, really hard to do. You got to have really at least 3 ball handlers on the floor to really make that strategy work.
And you have to be very active away from the ball. If you're not active away from the ball, somebody's going to get caught in a situation where they're going to get trapped and there's going to be a jump ball or a knockaway or something like that. So you're right. It sounds very easy, but it's very difficult to execute. That's why a lot of teams don't use it. And how many times have you seen a team late in a ball game, maybe with 3 minutes to go, and a 4 or 5 point lead, go to a 4-corner situation, and it takes them right out of the ball game?
You lose your flow, your momentum, you lose all those things. And you'll even see it at the end of a quarter. If a team has the ball with 50 seconds left, you know, they'll stall for 30 seconds, and then they'll turn it over.
Yeah.
It's hard to kill time when that's what you're trying to do. It's a tough thing. You've got to practice it like anything else.
Yes, you do.
You have to practice it. And Riverton, I believe, practices it.
And the thing of it is, Riverton is very good at anticipating where the ball is going. They have hands in the hands up, and they fill the passing lanes very well defensively. So these Hawks are, this is a pretty good darn Riverton team that we have here at the Carnival Holiday Tournament in this 2010 edition. Well, it's a 16-13 lead for Riverton over Staunton. The winner of this game plays Litchfield tomorrow night. We're going to take our final halftime break. When we come back, it'll be third quarter action from the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament here on WSMI FM 106. Back after this.
This game is brought to you by Quality Title and Abstract on the Square in Carlinville. The Benty Shell Food Mart serving the WSMI listing area. Sloan Implement just off the Shipman Blacktop in Carlinville. And by Plaza Truck Service in Carlinville.
Film development has never been so easy at Safemore Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon. They're glad to offer one-hour photo finishing and their Sony Picture Station. And Safemore Pharmacy makes your prescriptions more convenient with free delivery on prescriptions. It's all at Safemore Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon.
Your friends at Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, for all your banking needs, stop by one of Security National Bank's locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hillsborough Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsborough Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsborough Energy.
I'm Pete Drummond. Have you been injured at work or can't work? Why don't you give us a call at Drummond Law Office in Litchfield, Illinois? Before you do it on your own, give us a chance. Just call, come in, or pick up a free information kit about your rights. Or visit our website at drummondlawllc.com. Call us at 217-324-2323 for your work injury or disability claim.
There's nothing better than a competitive game played by our local teams. You'll also find nothing better than the quality banking services you receive at Carlinville National Bank, a real community bank, locally owned and reinvesting your deposits right back into the local communities. Carlinville National Bank, member FDIC and the community.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Well, the Riverton Hawks with a 16-13 lead as we get ready for third quarter action. Bulldogs will have the basketball. Kinder is back in there along with Holloway, Brady Moore, Devin Gertis, and Kyle Brower, the original starting five. Staunton moving from our right to our left in this half a play. There's Holloway back out front to Brower, top of the key. Gets away with the push off that dive. They try to go inside to Kinder, knocked away. Gertis gets it, feeds back to Kinder. Fred overshot everything. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Kinder. Really wasn't a good look at the basket that time for Brett.
No, he kind of caught it underneath the backboard and tried to jump out, and it didn't work out too well for him.
So the Hawks will get the basketball back. A three-point lead as we're just underway in quarter number three, and the ball tipped out of bounds by Devin Gertis from Staunton.
He's just the perfect type of kid you want on the point of that 1-3-1. Just long and lanky. Can get off the floor, good timing.
Again, another kid that just, you know, gets into the passing lane. Yep. Just causes you to have some problems out front. Out front with a basketball, Pulliam. Couple of dribbles into the corner to Yogurst. Back out to Pulliam. A bounce pass across to Jagodinsky. They go to the far left corner. Out to Will Schneider. Back across to Pulliam. Pulliam to the free throw line. The lane opens up. He drives down and a reach-in foul on Brady Moore of Staunton. And for Brady, that's going to be his second. Team's first this half. Out of bounds for Riverton on the baseline. A three-point lead for the Hawks. Ball comes out to Schneider. He's stuck at the left elbow. Gives it out to Jagodinsky. And Matt will bring it back out to the top of the key. A bounce pass across to Spencer Pulliam. Pulliam, one dribble. Fires it back to Matt Jagodinsky. Back to Pulliam. This is how the Hawks play. They remind you a little bit of Nokomis, where they just take their time on offense, you know, move the ball around a lot. A shot underneath by Schneider, no good. And now going up with the basketball with Behrens, and he has the ball stripped away, and out with it come the Bulldogs. Here's Holloway driving down the lane. Has the ball kicked away, picked up by Riverton. Outlet pass to Behrens, layup good. Alex Behrens with 4 points, 18-13. Riverton up by Nicholsworth now. 6.5 to go third quarter. Brett Kinder with the basketball for Staunton. Holloway along the near sidelines will bring it across the stripe. Riverton in that man-to-man in-your-face defense. There's Brower at the free throw line, trying to clear out of space. Out to Brady Moore for three. Around and out, no good. Kendra the rebound. Turns around, puts it back up, no good. Good job of blocking out that time. Three blue shirts around the basket. Blocking out. Here comes Riverton. Yogurt's underneath. What a terrific move by Zach. He got underneath the basket with those long arms and just reached out, banked it off the glass and in, and drew the foul. For Yogurt, that's going to be 10 points on the night. Riverton now with a 7-point lead at 20-13. The foul that time on Brady Moore, his third. Team second for Staunton.
Exact situation Staunton did not want to see happen here in the first 2 minutes of the quarter. The lead up to seven could be eight.
So Moore is out of the game, and Brad Cicada back in for Staunton. And a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play cannot be completed. Brett Kinder the rebound for Staunton. So a 7-point advantage for the Hawks. 5:50 to go, third quarter. Staunton with the basketball in the front court. Brower into the corner. To Gertis. Devin drives, kicks the ball across, and now a low pass can't be handled by the Bulldogs as the Hawks come up with it. Down the lane goes Schneider, in for the layup, and he gets it. Schneider with 4 points. 22-13, biggest lead of the night for the Hawks. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Here comes Staunton on the fly. Kinder. And now the Bulldogs are getting out of their game a little bit, rushing things. And now we've got a blocking foul against Riverton. That is called against Yogurt. That is his first, team's first, out of bounds for the Dogs on the sideline.
Staunton has not scored yet in the half.
They could use a bucket. Real bad. There's Brower. Left side lobs into Gertis. Knocked out of bounds by the Hawks, Will Schneider, the 6 foot sophomore.
Staunton kind of starting the third quarter like they did the first. A lot of turnovers.
Yep. They have two here in the early going of this third period. They had four in the early going of the first period. There's Gertis working off a pick into the corner to Kinder. Brett drives to the edge of the arc. Comes back out front to Austin Holloway. Holloway drives down the lane, puts up the runner, around and out. Put back by Kinder. Good. There you go, Brett. Hitting the boards. The put back is good. 7 points for Kinder. That cuts the lead to seven at 22-15 and timeout on the floor. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Riverton leads Staunton by seven. Back with more in 60 seconds.
This broadcast is brought to you by M&M Service Company, your natural resource of people, products, service, and solutions. PJ's Tire and Service Center in Carlinville. Greg Hines at Hines Furniture, a block and a half west of the Carlinville Square. Cravagna Funeral Homes in Gillespie and Bunnell. And by the Sinmar Corporation in Carlinville.
Drew Ford in Gillespie, Macoupin County's one and only new Ford dealer, is a no-hassle dealer. Right now at Drew Ford, check out a 2011 Ford Fusion. It gets an estimated 33 miles per gallon highway, and you get a $2,000 rebate. Happy New Year from everyone at Drew Ford in Gillespie, serving the area since 1967.
Madison Communications is offering warm winter savings now through January 21st. Add or upgrade any new Madison service and get free activation. Plus, you can receive free installation and free equipment on many new services with a price protection guarantee. Don't miss this seasonal offer. Call 1-800-422-4848 today to order.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Hawks inbound the basketball, leading by seven with under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Off to Schneider from the left side. He's wide open for the jumper. He has a half a dozen, and the Hawks lead by nine again, 25-15. Kinder into the front court for Staunton to Holloway. Down the lane, puts up the runner, around and out, no good. Not a good shot for Austin Holloway that time. Pulliam with the rebound. He'll go from coast to coast. He'll drive in, have it tipped out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Hawks on the baseline. A 24-15 lead for Riverton. As the Hawks just kind of slowly expand that lead.
Talking to Kyle Weber last night before the ball game, he's kind of made the point to say that they've got more good shooters this year than they've had the last couple of years, and they've really shot well in this tournament.
And they do a great job of taking the ball into the hole,
yeah,
which I don't think Riverton necessarily had the last couple of years. Into the corner. Here's Schneider again. A three in and out. No good. Rebound underneath to Alex Barron, and Alex gets fouled in there by Brad Cicada.
Got his money's worth.
Sort of like swatting away a fly.
You're getting to talking to for the official now. He's just saying, calm it down a little bit. That was a – it wasn't a – well, it was a hard foul. We'll just say that.
Yeah, it was a hard foul. I think Brad was trying to be malicious. He was just trying to stop the shot.
He was just trying to make sure that there wasn't an and-one opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. And he did.
The last thing you want to do is foul softly and have him make the basket and get the foul.
So at the line, Alex Behrens to shoot two. First one good. Alex has a nickel's worth tonight. And the Hawks lead by 10, 25-15. 4:10 to go, third quarter. Next toss good. 6 points for Behrens, and now an 11-point advantage for Riverton over Staunton. Jagodinski is out, and it looks like Kevin Bertolino comes back in for the Hawks. As the Bulldogs inbound the basketball, here's Brad Saketa off to Austin Holloway. Bulldogs can use a little run here. Holloway, top of the key, off to the right wing, off to Kyle Brower. Brower fires it back out to Austin Holloway. You can just see the Bulldogs are out of their rhythm tonight. Brower, long three, no good. He didn't really have a good chance to set his feet very well to get squared up to the basket for that three-point shot.
And in this tournament, at least a lot of Staunton's offense has been created off the penetration from Austin Holloway. And right now, the Riverton Hawk defense, I think it's Pulliam who's guarding him, is really doing a good job of staying in front of Austin and keeping him out of the lane.
Foul that time was on Gertis. That's his third, team's fourth for Staunton. So back goes the ball to the Riverton Hawks, who lead by 11. Down on the baseline, Yoger's wide open for the jumper. He missed it. Gerard Zaketa the rebound for Staunton. It's Riverton 26, Staunton 15. Staunton with a basketball. Brower, right corner, drives in. A player control foul. He dipped his shoulder and ran right in to one of the Hawks. And Brower will get his first personal foul, fifth team foul, 16th turnover of the night for the Bulldogs.
Now halfway through the quarter, Rivers has outscored him 10-2 in the third.
And it hasn't been flashy, but it's been pure Riverton.
That's exactly right.
Here's a nice move down underneath as Alex Behrens got too far underneath the basket. Back come the Bulldogs. Kinder puts up the runner, no good. Gertis to put back, good. Devin Gertis with 6 points, 26-17. Dogs cut the lead down to 9. 3:13 to go, third quarter. As the Hawks bring it into the front court, that's Bertolino, a bounce pass into the left corner. There goes to Schneider. Well, Schneider back out front to Bertolino, near the left elbow. Comes across to Pulliam. Pulliam, being patient, drives down the lane as it opened up. Takes the shot, blocked away by Kinder. Kinder saves it, though, and hands it right to Will Schneider of Riverton, who drives down the lane, puts up the shot, and he missed it. Gets his rebound.
Wow.
Comes back out on the right wing, and the Hawks reset.
He's not that big of a guy. Pulled that board down strongly, though.
26-17 is the Riverton lead. 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go in this third quarter. Hawks with the ball. Here's Pulliam into the right corner to Yogurst. Zach Yogurst back out to Pulliam from the right elbow. His jump shot doesn't go. Rebound by Kyle Brower. Good job of blocking out that time by Kyle. Here's Holloway into the front court for the Bulldogs. And the ball kicked by Alex Behrens of Riverton. That's a violation, so the ball will go back to Staunton out of bounds. Kinder is out for Staunton. And Tyler Finnegan is in. The 5'7 sophomore.
If the Dogs can get a three, they suddenly feel a lot better about this ball game.
All the way out to Finnegan, a three-point specialist maybe, and round and out, no good.
Well, he's left-handed, Terry, so you know that's the case.
Absolutely. Spoken like a true lefty. Lefties never miss two free throws in
I've
a row.
I've never seen it.
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
Yeah, and you keep meticulous records, I'm telling you.
I do. Not on many things, but I do about that.
26-17 is the Riverton lead. Hawks have the basketball. 100 seconds to play in this third quarter. Here's Pulliam into the right corner to Yogurt. Back out to Pulliam, and the Hawks will just milk the clock. Pulliam drives in a little bit. Leads off to Yogurt, and now the baseline opens up. He drives in and lays it off the glass and in. A dozen points for Zach Yogurt. 28-17. Back to an 11-point advantage for the Hawks.
That was a great power move off the baseline.
Brower with the ball. Gives back to Finnegan. Tyler, one dribble. Back out on the wing to Kyle Brower. 72 seconds to go in the third quarter. Gertis posting up at the free throw line. Drives down the edge of the lane and a reach-in foul on Schneider. Going to be his third. Team second. Out of bounds for the Bulldogs on the baseline. We did see some of the 93 Bulldogs in the stands tonight. I see Kevin Meyer down there, Corey Painter, Jeremy May, Brad Skirtich. Brad, of course, the superintendent at Southwestern Schools.
Was the principal at Booker Hill Junior High before that.
Yeah. Starting with the basketball. Here's Gertis at the free throw line. Off to Brady Moore. Less than a minute to play in the third quarter. Moore pivoting around on the left side. Gives it back out to Holloway, who's really been taken out of his game tonight. Austin back to Brady Moore. Moore drives the lane, kicks the ball back out to Finnegan, just underneath Tyler's hand and out of bounds. Turnover number 17 by the Bulldogs.
Boy, and Riverton with that defense, they just kind of get you about a half step, maybe a full step faster than you're used to going.
28-17 lead for the Hawks. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. And here's a jump shot from Schneider. He was wide open, and he hits it. He's got eight, and it's a 13-point advantage for the Hawks at 30-17. Half a minute to play, third period. All the way. Out it goes to Saketa to the corner. Moore for three. No good. Rebound on the weak side. Well, Yogers was trying to get the rebound, but he was on the back of Devin Gertis. And Yogers will get his second personal foul. Third team foul. It'll be out of bounds for the Bulldogs on the baseline. Both they could get this down to 10 or under. Going into the fourth quarter, maybe that would breathe a little life back into the Bulldogs. Here's Gertis down the lane, lays it up, draws the foul. Get a couple of points here, maybe with the clock stop.
This quarter's been owned by the Riverton Hawks here, no question, but make these two tosses and get a stop. Going down 11, going to the fourth, you'll take your chances.
Bertolino got the foul, his first. Team's fourth for Riverton. First free throw attempt by Gertis is no good. So the score remains Riverton 30, Staunton 17. And Evan Gertis, the 6'2 junior, lines it up. 18 seconds remaining, third quarter. Free throw good. 7 points for Gertis, 30-18. As Gertis will leave the ball game, Jordan Johnson back in, a 5'10 senior for Staunton. Now the Bulldogs will come with some backcourt pressure. 18 seconds to play, third period. Ball is inbounded by Yogers. It goes to Pulliam. Pulliam in the backcourt races across the midcourt stripe. Down on the baseline, off the glass and in. And a nice pass to Mitchell Patterson. And Patterson completed it with the layup. 32-18 Riverton. 5 seconds to go, third quarter. Staunton with the ball. Saketa down the lane for the layup. Missed it. Here's a long shot from Pulliam. He banks it off the backboard. No good after three quarters of play. The Riverton Hawks, 32. The Staunton Bulldogs, 18. Back with the fourth quarter in 60 seconds.
Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Well, it's a 32-18 lead for the Riverton Hawks as we begin the fourth quarter of play here in the final pool play game of the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. In the red pool, Litchfield went 3-0, Lincolnwood 2-1, Gillespie 1-2, Carlinville 0-3. Here in the green pool, this game will decide who will play Litchfield in the championship. And right now, the Hawks are in the driver's seat. They start with the basketball here at the beginning of the fourth quarter. And Brad Saketa runs right into Zach Yogurst, and Yogurst ends up on his rear end. Saketa will get his third personal foul. That's the sixth team foul on Staunton. So the Hawks inbound the basketball. We're just underway in the fourth quarter. Riverton up by 14 points. Here's Pulliam with it out near midcourt. Off to Zach Yogurst. And the Hawks may be content to run some clock. Oh, what a great pass from out front. Pulliam hits Yogurt, slashing to the lane. Yogurt with the bucket. He's got 14. 34-18. Riverton with the lead. Staunton with the ball. 7.5 to play in this game. Jordan Johnson's pass out in the direction of Austin Holloway, knocked out of bounds by the Hawks. If Riverton holds on and wins tonight, they're in pretty good shape right now. That ought to be a heck of a matchup with Litchfield and Riverton tomorrow. Here's Kinder driving the lane. Puts up the shot. Drew a lot of backboard, but no iron. And the rebound pulled down by Riverton. 7:10 to go in the contest. Here's Pulliam for the Hawks. A bounce pass to the corner, kicked away by Austin Holloway. And the Hawks will inbound the basketball in front of their own bench. Yogurst, the trigger man, comes back out front to Pulliam into the front court now to Connor Holiday. Into the corner, Schneider drives the baseline, puts it up and in. Will Schneider, he's only a sophomore. He's got 10 points tonight. 36-18, and the Hawks have doubled up the Bulldogs tonight. 6:49 to go in this game. Staunton with the basketball, Kinder. Top of the key, off to Austin Holloway. Tries to spin away from his man, guarding him, and that was Schneider. And Schneider called for the reach-in foul. Will gets his fourth, team's fifth. Out of bounds for the Bulldogs. And out of the contest comes Connor Holiday, and back in is Alex Behrens for Coach Kyle Weber. So did you get the scoop, Tim, on how everything's going to line up?
Oh, I got the scoop. Oh, I got the scoop.
Yeah.
I can't divulge that information at this point
in
time.
So if you tell me, you'd have to kill me.
I can tell you off the air.
Oh, okay. I got you. A little wheeling and dealing going on here, folks, with the bowl bids. Just call us BCS basketball style, you know? 36-18 is Riverton's lead. Staunton with the basketball. Here's Takeda driving underneath the basket for the Bulldogs. Feeds out to Jordan Johnson. Johnson spins to his left, puts up the shot from the left elbow. No good. And out on the fly is Pulliam. All the way down the lane, puts it off the glass and missed the shot. And a foul over the back on Zach Yogurst of Riverton. Yogurst will pick up his third personal foul, sixth team foul. So both teams are in the bonus the rest of the way. Just under 6 minutes to play, a 36-18 lead for the Riverton Hawks. Staunton will inbound the basketball on the baseline in the backcourt. Comes into Austin Holloway, back to Brett Kinder. And Riverton again with that relentless, in-your-face, man-to-man defense. Kinder into the front court for Staunton. Tries to get around his defender, takes the ball to the hole, puts up the shot, no good. Rebound by Gertis. Little semi-hook shot. Doesn't fall for Gertis. And the rebound pulled down by Riverton. 36-18 is the Hawks' lead. The Hawks have the basketball. Pulliam with it. Back across to Schneider. Back to Pulliam. Now we're getting to the point, and the turnaround shot good from about 10 feet away by Mitchell Patterson. 4 points for Patterson, 38-18. A 20-point advantage for the Riverton Hawks. Staunton back on the attack.
When our last two games, Terry, we really saw Litchfield pull away in the second half.
Yeah.
And seeing Riverton do the same.
Well, the cream rises to the top, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Down the lane goes Kinder. He draws the foul, and Brett will be at the line for a couple. Foul that time on Pulliam for Riverton. That is his first, team seventh. And two free throws for Brett Kinder coming up for the Bulldogs.
Riverton was seeded basically three in this tournament. You could make the case that they've been the most impressive. Litchfield's been very impressive. Don't get me wrong. They're 3-0 and have had a very good showing. But these Riverton Hawks, they are good.
And I wonder a lot of times if, when it comes to the seeding process, if the second free throw is made by Kinder after missing the first one. He's got 8 points. That makes it 38-19. And timeout on the floor. We'll get back to that thought here in a moment. 5 minutes, 2 seconds to go in the ball game. It's Riverton 38, Staunton 19. Back with more in just a moment.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubbyhole in Carlinville. Get your t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, uniforms, or bags screen printed to promote your business, school, church, civic organization, or event. We can screen print or embroider anything you want with any design you need. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
WSMI FM, Litchfield Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Terry Toe, Tim Mines back at Carlinville High School. By the way, we want to thank our friends here at Carlinville for their hospitality. They know how to run a tournament. They do great job each and every year. And thanks to all of our sponsors who make the broadcast possible, please patronize them because, folks, without them, we don't get to do what we do here. Very, very important to go in and say thank you to the folks you hear who sponsor this broadcast tonight. Riverton with a basketball and a 38-19 lead. Just under 5 minutes to go in this ballgame. We have some new faces out there again. Here's Kevin Bertolino with a basketball. Along the sidelines to Yogurst. I guess he might be the only one new face out there. He and Mitchell Patterson. Feet underneath the Barons layup good, and he fouled.
and Riverton's given up 6 points in the half.
Wow. Foul that time. It's going to be on Brady Moore. That's going to be his fourth, team seventh. Count the basket by Behrens. He now has 8 on the evening. That makes it a 40-19 lead for the Hawks.
3-point game at half.
Wow. Free throw missed. Poked to the side. Going to be poked out of bounds. Going to belong to the Bulldogs as Behrens goes flying onto the stage area.
Did not stick the landing.
No, he didn't. The Russian judge gave him low scores.
You can never trust that Russian judge.
Let's look at it on the tape, okay?
Yeah.
Holloway into the front court, has the ball knocked into the back court, and it's over and back as he goes back to pick it up. Turnover number 18 by the Bulldogs.
We've seen that several times in this tournament where kids have lost the dribble trying to go behind the back or between the legs.
4:20 to go in the game. Riverton cruising along with a 40-19 lead, and down the lane goes Kevin Bertolino, and the ball knocked out by Staunton. Back comes Spencer Pulliam into the contest. He'll replace Bertolino. Tell you what, I think the pipeline's pretty full for Riverton on down the line. They've got some youth here and nice mix of players.
I mean, they've historically always had a really good men's program.
And a basket from right underneath by Yogurst is good. He's got 16. Hawks lead 42-19, and a foul called against the Bulldogs. That will be against Austin Holloway, and that'll be his second personal foul. And that'll be the team's 8th foul for Staunton, and a chance to complete the 3-point play. Yogurst does that. He now has 17 points, and the Riverton Hawks lead 43-19. There's a shot from right underneath with the left hand by Devin Gertis of Staunton. No good. And back come the Hawks with the basketball as Alex Behrens will try to clear out some space. This game was a 16-13 game at halftime. Riverton with a 3-point lead. It is now 43-19.
Think the Hawks have made a statement?
I think they have. They've made a statement to a lot of people tonight,
yes.
I think.
Very strong showing.
Now that time on Holloway. That'll be his third, team's 9th. Zach Yogurst back to the charity stripe to shoot 2 for the Riverton Hawks. And the free throw is up, and it is good. 18 points for Yogurst and a 44-19 lead. Last report we had, the Illini were up 62-53, cruising along. So that's
any road conference win is a good one.
That's right.
Now, is it the football stadium or the basketball stadium there at Iowa that has the pink locker room?
I think it was a football stadium, wasn't it?
Yogurst. Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
Yogurst sinks the second free throw. He has 19 on the evening, and that makes it 45-19. So Staunton has 19, and so does Zach Yogurst.
Ooh. Wow, that pretty much sums it up, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. It does. And 18 turnovers for Staunton. So the teams haven't been good to the Bulldogs tonight. Here's a nice drive down the lane by Brad Cicchetta. He draws the foul. He'll be at the line for a couple. Now that time on Schneider. And if that's Schneider, that is his 4th. And that is the team's 8th. So 2 free throws coming up for Brad Cicchetta. And he makes the first one, his first point of the night. 45-20. As the Hawks have a 25-point advantage, now a 24-point advantage as Cicchetta makes the second free throw. Riverton and Litchfield tomorrow night in the championship game. In the boys' division, Litchfield and Staunton for the girls' championship at 6:30 tomorrow night.
Couple of outstanding matchups there.
And down the lane goes Pulliam in for the layup, and he draws the foul. The bucket didn't go. He'll be at the line for 2. Foul that time on Kyle Brower.
This boys' championship game tomorrow night, boy, that is going to be a good basketball game. 2 well-coached, fundamentally sound teams, nice balance on both squads. It'll be a good title game.
And the first free throw by Pulliam is good. He has a nickel's worth tonight. That makes it 46-21. How will the size of Litchfield affect the defensive pressure by Riverton?
And that's one thing that the Riverton Hawks haven't had to face here in pool play is size.
Yeah.
And they will face that tomorrow in the form of Dale Valentine.
Here's Brett Kinder for Staunton. Driving the lane, puts up the shot. Boy, nothing's falling for the Bulldogs now. Man, that was a heck of a move and a nice shot, but it just didn't go. 46-21, Riverton with the lead in the ball. There's the ball knocked away from Jagodinsky, but his buddy Mitchell Patterson was in the corner, picked it up, gives it out to Behrens, feeds back underneath. There's a shot stripped away from Patterson, and out with it come the Bulldogs. Turnover number 8 by Riverton. Out front, Cicchetta for 3. That's an air ball. The teams end up trading turnovers. And we will see Nate Colley, a 5'11 junior, and Jordan Johnson back into the lineup for Staunton as Brower will leave and Kinder will leave. These guys have to play tomorrow night, so give them a bit of a break and let some of the other kids play. And Kyle Weber will do the same thing for the Hawks, it looks like. Thomas Fitzgerald back into the lineup for Riverton.
And we've got the matchups for tomorrow. We'll give you those as soon as this game goes final.
Here's Fitzgerald down the lane, and he...
Good pump fake.
Did a pump fake, and Jordan Johnson bit and landed right on top of him. Looked like a great wrestling move.
It was. Give him 2 points.
Foul that time on Jordan Johnson. His first. Two free throws coming up for Fitzgerald. 2:40 to go in this game. And the free throw up, and the free throw is good. You can tell this Riverton team's a well-coached team, can't you?
Oh, fundamentally, I mean, they are as sound as anybody I've seen this year.
47-21, next toss good. 48-21.
So they play man-to-man, of course. They do kind of have that Nokomis feel to them, you know. Obviously, different defensive strategies, but other than that, very similar, it seems to me. Just the mentality and all the intangibles.
And there's a three from out front from Tyler Finnegan. He got it to roll in. Tyler's first bucket tonight, 48-24. The Hawks have doubled up the Bulldogs, 2:20 to go in the game. Down the lane, here's a shot up, no good by Jagodinski. And out with it comes Tyler Finnegan for Staunton. Finnegan gives the ball across to Nate Colley. Nate back to Finnegan. Looking for an open spot on the floor for another three attempt, and he lost the handle on the basketball. Here come the Hawks on the fly, and the layup by Schneider is good. Schneider has a dozen points tonight. 50-24. Riverton continue to add to their lead with a minute 53 to go in this contest. Gertis down the lane has the ball stripped away. And here comes Pulliam in for the layup, and he gets it. Pulliam with 7 points. 52-24. Riverton with the lead. Staunton with the ball with 100 seconds to go in this game. And Steve Moore will say, let's get back home and get a good night's rest, fellas.
Yes. This has been a very impressive second half performance from
Riverton. Very. Probably the most impressive half of basketball we've seen at this tournament.
Yeah, I would agree. 3-point game at half.
Yep. Now that time is on Patterson, I think. Yep. That's his first, team's ninth. To the free throw line will be Devin Gertis to shoot two for Staunton. And now a host of new players. Brad Nillis, 6'2 junior, is in for Riverton. Thomas Fitzgerald, we mentioned. Connor Holliday's been in there before, along with Kevin Bertolino. Alex Seymour, 5'10 senior, is in for Riverton. Free throw is missed by Gertis. And back come the Hawks with 80 seconds to play in the contest. Fitzgerald with the basketball out front. Around to the near side to Connor Holliday. Back out front to Bertolino. Bertolino inside the arc to the corner. Fitzgerald for three. No good. Rebound weak side by Holliday. He didn't go. I thought he was going right back up with it. Now he decides to shoot the ball. Tipped away. Holliday gets it back. Bangs it off the glass. With one hand, he just threw it up at the glass, and the thing went in, and he drew the foul.
Good effort there. Second and third effort.
Foul is on Gertis. That's his fourth. And that's pretty much academic at this point. Holliday with the basket. His first of the night makes it a 54-24 lead for the Hawks of Riverton. It went from a 3-point lead now to a 30-point advantage.
Well, you don't see that very often.
Nope, and the free throw is good. That makes it 55-24. And that means it's a running clock the rest of the way. Down the lane goes Brad Cicchetta. And he'll draw the foul and get a couple of free throws out of it.
You know, I understand the running clock in the tournament. But when you're the last game of the day and there's a minute left, what's the point?
Yeah, I don't think the running clock's a good idea, period. But that's just me.
I like it for tournament settings to make, you know, to keep it on schedule, but it's the last game of the day.
Yeah.
But, oh well.
Second free throw, good. 3 points for Brad Cicchetta. That makes it 55-25. With 20 seconds to go in the game, Hawks with the lead. They're going to win this thing, and they're going to play Litchfield tomorrow night for the championship. Bounce pass to the corner, 13 seconds to go. Hawks feed it underneath. It's knocked away. Picked up by the Bulldogs. Gertis will throw the ball out of bounds. Too far ahead of Tyler Finnegan. 2-1, and that is it. The Riverton Hawks win this one tonight. They went from leading by 3 points at the half to winning by 30. the final, Riverton 55, Staunton 25. Tim Mize, what does it look like tomorrow night?
Well, with free throw percentage, Staunton will play Carlinville tomorrow at 1:30. Gillespie will play Bunker Hill at 3. Lincolnwood will play Mount Olive for third place at 4:30. How about that? The Mount Olive Wildcats for third place tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. And, of course, Litchfield's Riverton, the title. But what happens here, Staunton, Bunker Hill, Mount Olive, all 1-2.
Right.
So head-to-head has no bearing. You go to the free throw percentage, and Mount Olive won the free throw percentage battle. So they will play for third place against Lincolnwood at 4:30. Bunker Hill will play Gillespie at 3 o'clock. And then at 1:30, who would have thought coming in that the Staunton Bulldogs will be playing for seventh place against Carlinville tomorrow afternoon?
Certainly not me.
Certainly not me.
Well, the final here in this last game, 55-25, Riverton over Staunton. We'll take a break, come back, and add up the final totals and wrap things up tonight. So we'll do that right after these messages.
It's basketball season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare close to home.
Happy holidays from farmer-owned Prairie Farms Dairy. Now that all the preparations are behind us, we can relax and enjoy this magical time of year. Make entertaining easy with farmer-owned Prairie Farms French onion dip for chips and vegetables. Everyone at Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville wishes you the best for the holidays and the new year ahead.
Whether you're 16 or 60, it's always a good time to plan for retirement. Are you going to be financially prepared when the time comes to enjoy your golden years? Bank and Trust Company can help you make sure with an IRA, the tax-deductible way to build for the future. Ask about your IRA options at Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Well, let's check the scoring totals on this final game tonight as Riverton went from leading 16-13 at the half to a 55-25 final this evening for the Bulldogs of Staunton. Brett Kinder with 8 points, 7 points from Devin Gertis, 3 from Brad Cicchetta, 3 from Tyler Finnegan, and 2 from Kyle Brower. Quarters of 6-7, 5-7. Dogs were 5-10 from the line and had 22 turnovers in the ball game tonight. They now are 6-4 on the season. For the Riverton Hawks, 3 points from Holiday, a dozen from Schneider, Pulliam with 7, 8 from Bertolino, 4 from Patterson, 2 from Jagodinsky, 19 from Yogurst, quarters of 11, 5, 16-23 for Riverton. The Hawks were 16-22 from the line and had 9 turnovers in the ball game. At the end of the first quarter, it was an 11-6 lead for Staunton. At the half, it was a 16-13 lead for 11-6 lead for Riverton, I should say. At the half, a 16-13 Riverton lead. At the end of the third quarter, 32-18. The final, 55-25. Unbelievable.
Dwight Garrell's Mount Olive assistant for Drew Logan was obviously sticking around waiting for the outcome, and he just said to me he doesn't think Mount Olive has ever played outside of the Constellation.
To my knowledge, they never have.
So
they will tomorrow.
Big deal.
It is a
big deal. Mount Olive will play for third place tomorrow, and like I said on Monday night, whenever Mount Olive beat Staunton, unless you were from Staunton,
right,
you were rooting for Mount Olive in that game, and it's good to see the Wildcats now get an opportunity to play for third place tomorrow here in the Holiday Tournament. That's good stuff.
So our broadcasting plans will be the championship games tomorrow night at 6:30 and at 8. At 6:30, the girls' championship with Litchfield and Staunton. At 8, Litchfield and Riverton, and for the boys' championship game. And both games will be streamed on the Internet live at WSMIRadio.com.
And just a reminder one more time, Staunton will play at 1:30 tomorrow. They will take on Carlinville. So Staunton winds up finishing. They were seeded first in the green pool. They wind up fourth in the green pool. How about that? So Carlinville and Staunton tomorrow at 1:30. At 3 o'clock, it'll be Gillespie taking on Bunker Hill. At 4:30, Lincolnwood and Mount Olive will battle for third place. And, of course, championship night will begin at 6:30 tomorrow evening with Litchfield and Staunton for the girls, and then Litchfield and Riverton for the boys. All sorts of good high school basketball tomorrow here on WSMI.
And we'll have a boatload of scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. And that's going to do it for tonight's action from the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. Again, thanks to our friends here at Carlinville High School. Tom Williams produced our broadcast tonight. He was at the con tonight on the bridge of the Enterprise, so to speak. For Tim Mize, I'm Terry Toth. So long from Carlinville High School.